here it is, Deck the Bowie Sounds of Christmas with VR podcasting. Oh, well, I haven't been counting the VR, Deck the Bowie, because it's pointless really, because sometimes I've not been doing them, sometimes I've put two up or three up or whatever. So, but this is worthy of a count. It's the 24th of December, Christmas Eve. It's Christmas! Oh, I can't even begin to do that, and neither can Noddy Holder, apparently. Noddy Holder was the guy that sang So Here It Is, Merry Christmas, when he was about 10, and doing his rock voice. No, he was older than that, but and now he's about 60 or 70, and when he does his It's Christmas, instead of doing it really high, he goes, it's Christmas! And it doesn't quite sound the same. And we were talking about this on Saturday night, me and my friends, JLL Tribute, and some others, his brother and a couple of girls that we know all from school, and Sal. And we were saying about, why is it that so many songs, Christmas songs, are depressing? And I might say that this one here in the background is one of those. So we won't have this when we don't have to. We will have this instead. So, you know, I don't think that I would leave you bereft with a very sad Christmas song. But yeah, so many of them are very sad, aren't they? You know,
it'll be lonely this Christmas.
And, you know, Blue Blue Christmas, On Jimmy of a White Christmas. You know, it's all like what has been, and wishing for something different. So anyway, hope your Christmas wishes come true this year. But yeah, I've got a lot to share today, really, one way or the other, if things work out well. So it's Christmas Eve, and we're just having a little jabber, really. Got a few things to put up over the weekend. I was involved in a Christmas choir yesterday. I was part of a carol service, and we did some good stuff. But it was very quickly put together, I have to say. We did have a couple of rehearsals, and that was it. So hopefully that won't be reflected too much. And that you'll get the you'll enjoy the songs that I put up, and then hopefully if tonight goes well, I'll be going up to midnight mass at Lichfield Cathedral. Lichfield Cathedral's over 1,000 years old, and when you go there, you really feel it, and it's been the centre for quite a lot of history, as you can imagine. You don't stand for 1,000 years without accruing some history. So if all goes well, we'll get a good stereo recording of that, and I will let you hear it. So it's a dreary, rainy day. I mean, it's 8:30 in the morning, and it still hasn't got light yet, but really to speak of. Hey, if you're preparing for Christmas now and all the things you're doing, and you know, I hope your plans are going well, leave me a message if you want. You know, send a boo with Deck the with Sounds of Christmas, and show us what you're doing. It'd be really awesome to hear your preparations or anything you're going to. If you don't, have a look at FIDUNN at Fidun. She does some wicked audio booze. She has like about 1 million booze up there. I've never known so many booze, 700 and something. But amongst the top ones at the moment, there was a choir that she was part of in Worcester, Worcester in England, and again Worcester, very old city, about over 1,000 years old, in the Doomsday Book, bloody bloody blah, I believe, as is Lichfield and Hereford, I think. Yes, right. Anyway, but yeah, it's not a history lesson really, but she's involved in the choir, a number of choirs, but this is the Volcano Choir. Absolutely flipping brilliant. If you want to hear some different carols and takes on different carols and carols from different countries, then go and have a listen to Fidun. Okay. And you can find it with Fidun on audiobook. That's it. That's what I was going to say. Okay, this is me out for a little while, but I will report back. I'm actually on the way into work at the moment, would you believe? I've got to do a little bit of work before we get off until the 3rd of January in my case. So that I'll be spending some time with you guys and doing some stuff, obviously, as I said before then. I will speak to you soon. Without playing some of this, so enjoy. Yeah, I suppose I should tell you that this is the Waitresses with Christmas Wrapping. Before that was Chris Rea with Driving Home for Christmas. Before that was Last Christmas, done by someone else, but originally by George Michael. Bye bye.
Tonight's the night.